Well, we are moving closer and closer to the center of the autumn season. Got to, I guess, a couple more weeks before that happens, but we're slowly moving closer and closer, of course, and, you know, as is always the case, we see our temperatures dropping step by step. The leaves are falling, the leaves are changing, and it's a beautiful time as we move closer and closer to the center of fall and eventually into winter. Meanwhile, Father Adriano Zandana in Brazil is going through the exact opposite as he goes to the center of spring and then eventually into summer in beautiful Brazil. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish and welcome you to our broadcast every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, of course, it's Friday and we are listening to Father Adriano Zandana, who is teaching us about the cardinal virtues, and he's continuing his series on temperance. So all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, here's Father Adriano.
Hello, everyone of you. Hello, Father Bob. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana, back with you again. I'm very excited because today we're going to continue our conversation about the cardinal virtue of temperance. Well, I wish you all a great day, a great weekend in the presence of the Lord. If you will be before the Lord, with the Lord, everything's gonna be all right because you will find the strength, you find power through the Holy Spirit in His amazing heart. Be sure that God loves you. He loves you a lot. You are not alone on this world. God is with you. He is your Father, and we are children of God. Well, last week, we began to look at the cardinal virtue of temperance. Today, we are going to talk about something that can get in the way of our practice of temperance. Well, when we are children, our emotions fluctuate between extremes. We may be angry or selfish without any concern for the effects of ourselves or others. Sometimes our basic instincts to eat and drink and have sex can lead us into a damaging spiral. If we allow childish vices to control our behavior and our choices, it is called intemperance. Well, intemperance brings our emotional development to a halt. It brings our personality growth to a complete stop. St. Thomas Aquinas refers to intemperance as a childish vice. He calls this fomis peccati, in Latin, that is, sinful hunger, which means the selfish human desire for an object, person, or experience. If our base instincts are left unchecked, it is like a child in a number of ways. Anyone who has raised children knows that a child left to himself won't make reasonable choices of food or in things to play with. When you take a child to a department store, it can be very frustrating because children don't understand the limits to what they think they need. Is that right? Intemperance is like letting your internal child in a department store run your life. You astray from the path of reason and logic. You do things that you understand are wrong intellectually and let your animal desires control your behavior. If a child is left to their own devices, they will become more self-centered. So if we let this sinful hunger, our unchecked desires, drive us without the force of reason, your bad side gains strength and becomes less and less able to subject itself to the direction of reason, like the spoiled child. Frankly, the more you allow your bad side to run the show, the harder it becomes to pursue the goal that we've been talking about, to live a life that is truly good. Truly good. If a child misbehaves, it's up to the adults in that children's life to get them under control. Sometimes a simple conversation works, but sometimes we need to take more direct action and punish our kids to teach them that that what they've done is wrong. No one is born with self-discipline. Self-discipline is a skill that needs to be learned and then practiced, just like any other skill we need to use to survive. And it isn't always easy, of course. We need to keep in mind that these virtues, prudence, fortitude, justice, and temperance, are like wheels on a car. If you get a flat and drive around on that donut, for a while, it starts to knock the whole car into pieces. Imagine driving a car with one bald tire. That car is going to be very difficult to drive, isn't it? And if we fail at temperance, if we fail in achieving temperance, we can't successfully cultivate the other three virtues, especially justice, which perfects the will. While we must have free will, remember that was one of God's gifts too. But it is our will that allows us to control this sinful hunger that just feeds that bad guy inside you. And if he gets too strong, you end up being his slave, which means you're throwing away a gift that God gave you. Your life, your inner freedom. There is something inherently good in children. Their innocence and their docility. But there is nothing nice about a spoiled child. With temperance, we can learn not to be to be petulant and spoiled. If you cultivate it, it gives you spiritual and moral resilience, which St. Thomas Aquinas calls honesty. Intemperance is when you let your selfish desires guide you, and it will destroy the clarity and beauty that belongs to temperance. Everybody has seen a really nice garden. When you take care of your garden, you have the plants planted where they need to be to get the right amount of sun. Everything is neatly trimmed and weeded. It is great. It is a great place to sit and enjoy an afternoon and soak in the nice view. But if you let a big rough dog loose in a garden, the dog is going to dig holes wherever it pleases, bury things it wants keep for itself, and chew up anything that smells good or has a nice texture. The dog doesn't know how to tend a garden. Intemperance is like that big, rough dog digging things up, burying things, and chewing on everything inside you. He's having fun, but in the end, the garden isn't going to be a great place for that Saturday barbecue. In the church, we call this internal disorder, this sinful hunger, concupiscence. Intemperance is disorder, or lack of harmony between reason and the animal appetites inside us. Well, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that it's temperance that separates man from the brute animal. When we lack harmony, when we have this internal disorder, we end up with disgraceful behavior, unfortunately. Intemperance works against human excellence, because genuine human excellence is essentially the most human characteristics, that is, intelligence and will. What does it really mean to be intemperate? It's when you start acting like a simple, dumb animal. You move away from the light of reason, from the faith, which is what really leads us on God's path, the path to clarity and beauty. Temperance leads us to spiritual beauty. You sometimes meet people who are outwardly really good looking, but then after a few minutes of conversation, you realize that there's nothing inside. The person is hollow. As St. Thomas Aquinas writes, something can be nice to look at, but we know in our hearts that is actually bad. There are lots of people who become more beautiful to us the longer we know them. This is a spiritual beauty that comes from cultivating the virtue of temperance. Good people move away from bad things, from selfish decisions, from mistreating others. These things are contrary to temperance. In short, the beauty of an unselfish heart. Well, thank you so much for taking part in today's conversation. It's always good to know that you are here with me. Next week, we'll break the cardinal virtue of temperance down a little bit more. God bless you. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that was Father Adriano Zandana coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, as he moves closer and closer to the spring down there. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday. And so we will be back on Monday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you know, you can hear the program after it airs on WROL. At CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, which you're going to hear about in just about 30 seconds. So in the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend and enjoy our growing time in the autumn season. Have a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.